This is Let's Talk Forella. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Always remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively, and you can grab one of these at hydraaffirmations.com. For this episode is really a mentality episode that helped me push my perspective on how I perceive friends and family and perceive people at work, because for a long period of time, I kept feeling myself like, feel like I was getting snaked and felt like I was getting backstabbed, or I would like get close to somebody and finally open up and express myself, and then motherfuckers would finally start showing their true colors, and I'd just be sitting there like, damn, like, am I the one fucking up? Am I the one not identifying how I should really be with certain individuals? So this episode I call Don't Take Shit Personal and Treat Certain People Like a Contract. And what this episode is going to talk about is pretty much, instead of taking bullshit from friends and family, if coworkers or somebody did that, you want to flash on them and act out, you have to identify that, okay, I might think that these people are my friends, but in reality, they're not acting like they fuck with me. Like, you ever met some people, you ever met those certain individuals that give you like negative comments and they say it in a joking way, like, oh, damn, look at you in your new little Benz. Oh, damn, that's your girlfriend. Yeah, she cute or whatever. And it's like, it kind of hurts, and you don't really know how to identify the emotion that's behind that, because it's like, damn, this is my friend. We was best, like, we was home dogs when we was down and bad and like broke on our dick together. But now that we doing shit, and like, now I got some shit going on, anytime I go around, it's all you weird. Damn, you acting real fake now. Now you think you better. And it's like, damn, there's been so many times where I've tried to give the same opportunity that I've gotten to certain friends and family, and when shit don't go their way, all of a sudden it's you problem. And then it's like, you know what? Categorize your friends, categorize family. Well, family is family. Family always going to be family. But categorize meaning, if at work you're extremely professional, then at work you should remain professional. If you have certain friends that you just goof off with all the time, but you have that group of friends where you guys are always talking about entrepreneurial situations and grinding, it's like, sometimes you do waste your energy when you try to tell folks who haven't gotten to that level in their life where they're ready to boss up about, hey, maybe you should be doing this with your credit. Hey, maybe you should be saving money. Hey, maybe you should come work at the job that I have, because it's not going good for you, but my position is working good for me. So now I want to bless you with some opportunity. And then if folks can't see that for themselves, then they honestly just end up hating, and you feel some type of way because that's your friend or family member that you're trying to look out for. But like I said, if you watched the last episode, what I'm going to start doing now is taking notes, jotting down topics, jotting down certain questions, because anytime I come up with a topic, I might think it's cool. You guys might think it's stupid. The episode and the podcast, I want it to be 100% organic. Any ideas that you guys want to hear, topics you guys want to talk about, drop them down below. But for this one, I like to play devil's advocate. So I'll ask questions that I think somebody might want to hear, and then I'll respond to them in the most structured way that I possibly can. So my videos are going to be me looking at the camera and then looking at my iPad periodically. I'm going to say what I wrote down, and then I'll give responses after that. So just come with me. So what I mean by treat everybody like a contract, all of this is just opinionated based. I'm not a fucking guru. I'm just the homie who's cool to have conversations with. If we see each other in person, we can just be a whole vibe. So don't think this is a fucking business-oriented podcast. This is just a podcast that pushes perspectives on certain ways you think and a different way you could possibly think, and maybe can help you think about certain situations that you're currently in and different aspects on how to get out of them. Because I 100% feel that growing up and being raised with a certain mindset and then getting around people who aren't from the same background as you, you do start to understand and realize that, damn, maybe everything I thought was taught was wrong. And in reality, there's a whole world of knowledge and emotion and people that you can actually experience and understand. So this is all opinionated based. It's not fact based. If you want to argue, let's argue. If not, subscribe. And I'm just going to start the video like this. So what do I mean by treating everybody like a contract? Treating everybody like a contract means approaching all interactions and relationships with a business mindset and focusing on the particular and objective aspects rather than getting caught up in the emotions or personal attachments. This approach can help us to make better decisions, communicate more clearly, and avoid unnecessary drama. So, why is it important not to take shit personally? And also, to go back to this, I feel like I gave a lot of context at the beginning, but all this has to do is understand that your friends might be your friends and your family might be your family, but whatever emotion that somebody projects onto you that makes you feel uncomfortable, then you should definitely act on that emotion. Hey, if I hang out with my friends that make me feel really fucking dumb, don't hang out with them. If you feel that you are the smartest person in the group of friends that you're currently in, and you constantly feel that the people who aren't doing better than you are constantly downplaying the things that you have going on, easily remove yourself from that situation, because no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, only permanent interest. Meaning, as long as we have something in common, we will be in common. There is no such thing as we was cool one point. We used to party and drink and hang out all the time in college. Now I'm conducting myself in a more mature manner. You're still partying and drinking. How on earth are we going to come together when that's not the same level that we're on? And it has nothing to do with you're better than him or they're better than you. We're all on our different timelines. Some people move to their highest self at a different pace. That's all I'm saying. So no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, only permanent interests. As long as we have something in common, we will be in common. Another great thing is, why is it so important not to take shit personally? It's important because it allows us to stay focused on our goals and objectives without being sidetracked or discouraged by negative interactions or feedback. It also helps us to maintain a professional demeanor and communicate more effectively, which can benefit us in our personal lives. So what I mean by not taking shit personally is important because it allows us to stay focused on our goals and objectives without being sidetracked or discouraged by negative feedback. Means you could be working towards a certain position in your job and your boss above you gives you some criticism that hurts your feelings, and that could kill your motivation to go into the next level. Or you could be in a relationship with your partner where you might have fucked up, y'all mended a certain situation, and then now she's getting mad about the certain situation or vice versa that you guys mended. Now it feels like all the work and ethic that you put in after that situation is all now gone null and void, when in reality, don't take shit personal. Everybody handles shit in their own way, and understanding how that person feels is the best way to process any situation, especially in a workplace. If you feel disrespected in a workplace, there's always certain things to go about it. If you feel disrespected in the streets, not reacting to it is always the best reaction. Hurt people hurt people, and they will bleed on those who did not cut them. So somebody's out there acting crazy, going nuts. Who gives a fuck? Don't take shit personal at all. How can we learn not to take shit personal? I have a lot of notes. All right, just come with me. Everything's annotated. It's just a bunch of different questions. I know some of them might feel as though I'm responding, but I'm just structuring my ideas. But one way is to practice detachment and objectivity and to focus on facts and the outcome rather than the emotion or personal feelings involved. It's also important to develop thick skin and not let criticism or negativity get to us while still being open to constructive feedback and learning new opportunities. So, is it possible to treat everybody like a contract and still be compassionate and empathetic? Yes, 100%. I'm not saying everybody in your life you have to start watching out for and watching your back because everybody's out to get you. Just categorize people. I'm sure we've all felt situations where you've been having a conversation with somebody and they're just not matching your energy. And then you'll have that same conversation with somebody else and they make you feel good about it because they genuinely want to see you win. Guys, some people do want to see you lose. Not everybody out here is going to love you. Yin and yang is the universal code for absolutely everything. For every good, there's a bad. For every positive, there's a negative. For every one person that loves you for who you are, there's somebody that hates you for the same exact person of who you are. So understanding that is why you can't take shit personal and you should always identify individuals in your life who have your best interest and really want to see you win because you might have been with this person for 10 years because, damn, I love this person. They've been in my life. They're a really close friend and they care about me. But the entire time they've been keeping track on you, waiting and praying on your downfall and just wishing the worst upon you. If that dude's fucking every chick that you're with or she's smashing every dude that you're with and you guys are remaining friends, why? They don't want to see you happy. They want to see your world burn and you just sitting them, giving them gasoline. Fuck the friendship. Identify that they the devil and kick them out your holy house. That is how you stay afloat in this crazy ass world. Don't let anybody manipulate you because just like the devil wears Prada, there's different people put in your life to put certain obstacles in your life to block your blessings. So love your friends, love your family, but identify who really fucking with you and who really not. We all got family we don't fuck with. We all got friends that we've known a long time we don't fuck with. It's okay. Remember, you don't owe nobody a motherfucking explanation for nothing. If you don't want to do something, you don't got to do it. There is no such thing as all XYZ cut me off and didn't give me an explanation. For what reason? You made me feel like this. You was moving faulty. You had the bad habits of somebody that I wouldn't fuck with otherwise if they had habits. Just because we started as friends doesn't mean we have to stay friends. It's okay. We grown. Keep moving. Keep pushing. It's all good. So, like I said before, not everybody in your family is your family. Not everybody who's your friend is your friend. But number one thing is, remember, these are different examples on different situations where you can treat people like contracts and just understand you don't have to like somebody to make money with them. But sometimes coming together does create opportunity. And just because you guys started off as friends, if they don't want to see you win no more and they see you progressing, sometimes you can fall off. It's okay. And you don't owe anybody any explanation for nothing. But some things include business deals, resolving a conflict or disagreement, managing a team or project. And in these situations, it's important to focus on the outcomes and communicate clearly assertives to our goals and our achievements. Say, for example, you're a manager at a job and one of your employees is fucking up. And since you guys are so cool, they feel comfortable to keep fucking up. That's when you have to put the manager hat on and understand that this person is blocking the business from meeting its goals and get them the fuck out of there. Just like in a business aspect, okay, yeah, you can come in the streets, you might say, hey, I'm not a snitch. But in the corporate world, if we're put on a project together and we have a certain goal and deadline that we have to meet and you're not answering back to emails and you're not responding and you're not getting into meetings and getting back to people, then I'm fucking telling on you because I'm not going to work my ass off for your benefit. My number one thing is at work, we could be homies. You could be my work motherfucking dog. But if you make my job hard, I'm snitching on your ass. I'm throwing you on a boat, lighting the boat on fire, because I'm not going to fucking fuck up my job, my money for nobody, nobody at all in this world. And the biggest thing is in the video where I talk about the hydro affirmation water bottles, there was situations where we got fucked over in deals. And because I thought that the contract was good, the amount of money we paid somebody to get something done was cool, you feel as though somebody should uphold integrity. But at the end of the day, it's all business. And when it comes to business, people gonna get money hungry, and it is what it is. Lesson learned, fool me once, never again. But can treating everybody like a contract lead to negative consequences? I know you guys are probably thinking about that right now. If it's taken to an extreme, or if we become too focused on particular aspects at the expense of the human element, it's important to find a balance between objectives and empathy. Love your friends, love your family. To end this episode, all this last response is explaining to you guys that categorize everything. You know who fucks with you. You know who don't. You know who, anytime you post something on social media, they liking it, they applauding it, they showing mad love. You know those certain family members on your social media who not liking none of your posts or pictures or nothing. Anytime you post a business or something, they don't want to support you. Just like in the last video when I was talking about the ideologies to have of business, not everybody is meant to support you. Not everybody is going to support you. Not everybody loves you. Who gives a fuck? It is what it is. Don't take shit personal. You're supposed to meet new people anyways. And at the workplace, you got those group of people you work hard with, that you grind with, and you got those group of motherfuckers you just can't fuck with, and it is what it is. If they fucking up your money, I'm not trying to be funny. You got to get out of here, because shit ain't sweet and shit ain't gold like honey. But all I'm saying is, when it comes to treating folks like contracts, just when you meet people, what can I offer them? What can they offer me? I'm in a state of becoming. I would rather do something and grind on my own and not have anybody and not have any help than to include motherfuckers who just want to see my kingdom fall. Like, I don't mind being alone. Don't be mind being alone. As long as you stay consistent, like the captain of a ship, you will meet your destination. There's a fucking oak tree in every acorn, so there's no way you can compare your day one to somebody's day 100. How can you ever feel discouraged from business when if you start a business today, you didn't have a business yesterday? How much money do you expect to make in fucking 2 days? Motherfuckers will look at somebody with a hair care line, a makeup line, selling shoes or something, and be like, damn, this dude making $10,000 a month. I'm gonna start doing it. That motherfucker been selling shoes for 7 years. You really about to get into 7 years in one day? No. Just like, for example, you can be in a relationship. You've been with your woman 2 years. You looking at another couple who are around y'all same age, and you like, damn, I want what they got. But in reality, you ain't went through what they've been through yet. Never compare your day one to somebody's day 100. How could you ever be discouraged? How could you ever lose motivation? I don't know what it feels like to fail, because I've never seen somebody fail doing exactly what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I could feel discouraged if I met somebody who was my same exact age, had an abusive stepfather, had opioid-addicted grandmother living in the house, mother on the same height, was the oldest of 7 kids. Like, if I met somebody with those same exact circumstances, met their wife in the same exact way, fucking went to the same exact job, and they was fucking rich and wealthy, then you could be fucking discouraged, because goddamn, what the fuck were you doing? Because this guy has been doing, I don't know, God's plan, apparently. You can't feel discouraged. There is nobody like you. If you feel that somebody is on your team and they not for you, remove them. 10 years? Who cares? You could be in a 10-year contract that starts fucking you later. You could be in a 15-year marriage and get cheated on. That does not mean that the emotion you have behind it is going to make you stay. But if you remove that emotion and think about it like, damn, if I started a business and this person stole from my business, are we staying together? Fuck no. So why would you do that in any relationship? If you don't like getting called a bitch and you got friends that always call you a bitch, why are you hanging out with people that always call you what you don't like to be called? If you feel insecure when you're around them, don't be around them. It's okay to be alone. And remember, if you're afraid of being alone and being alone is an insecurity you have, then you really have to identify, damn, am I all the way in love with myself? Do I love being alone with myself, with my thoughts and my body? If the answer is no, you got to start doing a lot more digging. You really have to identify what it is that you want out of life. So to end this episode on don't take shit personal and treating everybody like a contract, it's nothing negative. Everything's opinionated based. Don't fucking attack me like I'm a political person. These are just my experiences. I'm somebody who used to trust easy and then getting fucked over so many times, you really start to understand, damn, if Blase told me these circumstances of this contract, I would have never did no dumbass nut ass shit like that. But since my cousin told me about this deal, I jumped into it and then I got fucked on it. But who should I be mad at when I didn't think about the situation as a business aspect and an investment and then fucked myself? Once you get fucked a lot in a lot of deals, you really start to think, damn, maybe I should have just looked at this person's habits rather than looked at them for the title that I put on them. Because all the time we give somebody what we want, but we don't receive that in return. The world is evil, people. Stay blessed. Stay hydrated. Remember, grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And I don't run ads on the show yet. Like and share, subscribe, share my shit if you love my shit. If my videos give you some type of value and some type of way of thinking or just make you go, hey, you know what? Huh. Not bad. Hey, share my shit. That's the only way I'm going to grow. And fucking a whole bunch of hashtags. If you fuck with me, share my shit. But just like the title of the podcast, I won't take it personally. I'll just ignore you once we at the top and you like, hey, remember me? I'm gonna be like, no, because you wasn't liking and sharing my shit. So like and share my shit, comment or not. It's all love. This is Let's Talk Ferrella. And for all you people who are like, hey, what does Ferrella stand for? Forever Real Expressing Love and Logic Artistry. Artistically. Fuck. Artistry. I'm starving, nigga. Rotisserie chicken. Get you a water bottle. They're big and black. Game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. If you fuck with me or not, it's all love. I promise you. And stay hydrated, my friends. Blah, blah, blah.